Father, thank you for this amazing day that you have made. Thank you for this amazing journey we're on, this amazing place we found in you, this all of the facets of what we presently understand and even the things we haven't even come into yet, but we know it's all there. We thank you, Lord, you are the living door of the temple. Your glory just fills the doorway. You could just see the two pillars there and the glory that's filling the doorway, running down the steps as you move up into the steps, just as you see all that glory, just walk right into it. We walk right into the glory. We enter in boldly. Boldly we enter in through the door, clothing us with the grace, the pavilion of grace, the pavilion of rest, the golden hallway of the throne of grace, where the murals and the ceilings, all, I see them all, Lord. Wow, that room, very golden. Thank you, Father. Pillars, thank you. We come to your throne, the throne, the throne of grace. It's an amazing throne, Lord. Oh, what's done, what can be done at this throne. We surrender today, spirit, soul, and body. All things are naked and open before you. We take off all of the veils. We take off all the coverings, dependencies of the world. We present spirit, soul, and body to the two-edged sword for the dividing asunder of every part. We present the old man, known and unknown, discerned and undiscerned operations of the old man to you. The old man of the flesh, the old man of the soul, we present it to the winnowing fork that is in your hand, for the separation of chaff and wheat. That you separate this chaff, that's a good thing. That you run deep, separate the depths of the old man out for crucifixion. It is our old man, an old identity that is crucified. It's not our new man that's crucified, it's our old. Take him off. We lay him on the cross. We lay all distraction on the cross. We lay all the cords that bind our soul to the world, all of our dependencies on the world and its systems, all that enamors us from the world and its systems. We lay it on the cross. We take up that cross. We lay all this on that cross for burial, to be planted together in the likeness of your death, to be buried with you in baptism. We put off this old man today. We trust the two-edged sword. We trust the winnowing fork to break the cords, to break the chains, to break the dependencies. We loose those things from our heart. We empty our life before you. We break all the dependency. We dethrone the soul today. We dethrone the soul. We dethrone all that it's enamored by, all that it's tied to, all that it's bound to. We lay it down. We lay it down. We give it to you for separation. We put it off like a coat of mail. We cut it off. We put it off, surrendering, letting go, loose, 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 loose. loosing every chain. Some of you are getting free now. I see it. Breaking the cord. Letting go. Some of you have not been able to access the deeper levels of God. Your soul was too integrated. Letting go. We lay it down. We lay down the quest for the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We lay down the desire for it. We lay down the enamoring, the idolatry of it. We lay it down. We lay down. We let go. We loose. We present the eye of our heart to you. We ask you to grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in Christ. That is who we're enamored by. We ask you for the bana understanding. We ask for the eyes of our hearts to be flooded with light that is from above. That our eye be singularly interwoven into you. Alone, Christ the Alpha, Christ the Omega. There's more to look at than we could ever possibly know. There's more to discover. There's more to understand. In the realm of the kingdom, we can't contain it in a lifetime. But we are here to receive the parts that we need for fullness of our calling and destiny, sonship, joint heirship. Grant us light. Today, we present our eye to be interwoven now. Interwoven into you. Our focus. Interwoven. Move your focus back on him. I saw you move off. Move it back on. Interwoven into you. Interwoven. Grant us the grace today of divine focus. Heavenly focus. Singularly. The single eye. Interwoven into Christ. Interwoven into Christ. Flood our eyes with light. Flood the eyes of our heart with light. Father, grant today, we ask according to the riches of the glory in Christ Jesus, to be strengthened, to be overshadowed with all creative dunamis power, by your Spirit into our inner man, that Christ may dwell and occupy the Spirit, that Christ may dwell and occupy our soul, that Christ may have the ascendancy to fill us up with the well springs of dunamis. You fill us up with the well springs of dunamis. We rooted and grounded in love. Our soul to be rooted and grounded in love. Our heart to be rooted and grounded in your love. That you would occupy every part of our soul. Occupy the recesses, the depths, the matrix of our soul. Occupy our heart. Occupy the systems of thoughts that are governing our life. Occupy, Lord, occupy. Dwell in us. We may know the breadth, length, height, and depth. Know your fullness. How unto you it's able to do today, Father, today, now, exceedingly abundantly above all we ask, think, or imagine. Cover us, Father. Clothe us in the great grace. As we venture into the garden, you clothe us in the great grace. Clothe us in the grace to follow. Lord, he that followeth you will not walk in darkness. have the light of life. We follow you into the light, into the glory, into the rest, into the garden. You are our shepherd. As the lambs of God, we follow you to the tree of life. And you don't have to specifically see everything about that, but see that tree, the awareness. Don't try to see every detail. Just be aware of the tree and how it glows with the glory of God, how it overshadows the ground. Be aware of the glory that's all upon the ground, upon the coverings of that tree, that green, blue pasture, the garden. Just lay down. Lay down. Let go. Lay down. Lay down under the covering of life. Wisdom is a tree of life. We lay down and let go. We let go now. We surrender all control. We surrender the mind. We surrender all internal striving. We surrender and let go. Just let go into the peace. Our shepherd, we lay down in perfect submission. Perfect submission. Let go, soul, let go. We let go, we break the distraction, we break the cords, we surrender the mind. Let go of all of our sufficiency. We let go of all of our dependencies. We let go of all that binds us. And we just lay down into a state of rest. We're aware that we're dwelling with you, Lord. We're aware that we're dwelling in you and with you. We're aware of the tree of life that covers us. We're aware of the life and the glory that's upon the garden. That you clothe us in the glory. You clothe us in the rest. You clothe us in the grace. Clothe us in the great peace. We're aware peace passeth all understanding. It's beginning to move in. Beginning to fill us, beginning to take over. Peace is beginning to bring stillness. It is a peace, saith the Lord, that will still the hearts and minds of this generation. This generation will have a peace afforded to it, saith the Lord, because of the social engineering. Because of media, because of the things that pull upon the soul, there is a peace that will bring stillness to all of it. A peace that passeth all understanding. We move into the glory of the lily's grace. They're so full of glory today, Father. They're glowing. The Cali white lilies are glowing in glory right now. They're filled with light today. Just embrace them. I hold it in my heart, that light. Just roll. Lay down among them. I lay down in the pure, unadulterated rest. There is no striving here. There's no disharmony. Everything is harmonious. Bring every part of me into harmony with the Lord. Clothe me in their grace. Clothe us all in the perfection of grace. Clothe us in a robe of rest. Clothe our mind and our heart. Ooh, now some of you have just moved into stillness. You're feeling tangible rest of heaven, seizing the soul, quieting the mind, quieting the body, quiet. Stillness, be still, O earth, for the Lord is in his temple. The beauty of rest, the glory of it. Father, fill them with dunamis so they don't fall asleep. Fill them with the dunamis. For their clothed in power and rest, strength and rest, grace. Clothe us, focus on the lily, see them glowing, the glory of the Father, their perfect receptors, they have no barriers or walls. We consider how they receive. They do not toil or spin before you, Father. They exist in a state of perfect stillness all the day long. Clothe us, Father. Set us all in this garden. Completely submerged in the baptism of rest, completely clothed in grace, completely clothed in the glory of your rest. Father, grant the peace that passeth all understanding out from this place. Fullness of Christ. Clothe us in the fullness of glory. It is here we can behold you. It is here, Father, we can be held and embraced by love. It is here that love embraces us. It is here we can go up. Go up into your arms, into your embrace, to your fullness, encompassed in light, encompassed in love, encompassed in you, Father. Oh, how your kingdom is so apart from the world. It's not of the spirit of the world. Your kingdom is peace. Your kingdom is rest. Your kingdom is love. I abandon my heart to you, Father. To journey into love, to journey into life, to journey into light, to dwell in you. And with you, to be one with you, Father, to dwell this amazing shield that's all around. You protect me. You shield me. My exceeding great shield. Clothe this house, Father, in your house. Clothe us today. Oh, hold us, Father, where you are. Oh, just lift us all up to your amazing. Your amazing embrace, Father. Where I want no more. Your amazing embrace. I forget the things that lie behind. I forget about all of it. Your amazing embrace. Where I dwell. Oh. Dwell. Fullness. Full. Oh, what a wonderful place, Father. What an amazing embrace. If you're there, just release and do it. You're with him. Receive his embrace. You're worthy to be here. You're worthy to be loved. You're worthy to receive such amazing. Amazing love. Let it fill every part of you. Let it release to your senses. Let it release and establish. His image within you. Let him hold you. Uphold you. Free you from the things that are bound. Sever the cord where all you feel is liberty, love, freedom, fullness. Father of the glory, Father of the grace, I'm so free, I'm so full, I'm clothed, I'm dwelling in you, dwelling with you. Dwelleth you, dwells in love. It's this perfect love that drives out all the occupants. A dream. Let him embrace you right now. Feel the significance when he holds you. All fear is gone. All unworthiness fades.
him hold you. Let go.
Let him embrace.
Feel his embrace. The tenderness, the loving kindness, fullness of it. Thank you. I am worthy to be loved. I'm worthy to be here in Christ. Say that I'm worthy. Cover me. You uphold me. You feel his hand uphold you. You feel him holding you, suspending you in freedom, suspending you in grace, suspending you. Lord. You alone, Father. What a joy to be with you. What joy it is to dwell with you. I'm not an orphan. I'm not fatherless. We're not fatherless. We're not alone. I'm not alone. There's no loneliness in me. There's no void in me. There's no emptiness right now. All my emptiness is filled. All the void is satisfied. Every place, O Father of lights. O Father of glory. Now you can just continue. This place in him. You can be loved, but this is the place you can make your requests known. Administrate promise with him. You can go out into the realm of promise. Or you can just stay with him. Whatever you want to do. They are where you are. You will, Lord, we be here. We may behold the glory, all of it, of the Father, love, light, life, glory, grace, fullness. I ask to come to your table now, wisdom. Come through your doors. Sit down at your table. Not looking to the world. I lost my appetite. Your table alone. Would you pour your spirit out upon us today and make known your words to us, your counsel and our understanding the times see what the world cannot see. To discern what the world cannot discern. To eat from your table. To partake of the seven spirits of God. The Spirit of glory to rest upon us. Glory to God. Ah, you filleth us with all joy and peace. Father, it's so much easier to do this when we're with you. Spirit of the glory that rest upon us, wisdom, understanding, counsel, and might. Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. To grant us access to your table by you, King's reign. We will reign in this last hour. The grace that's upon your table. Princes will decree the justice. The judge. The rulers. It's from this table. Graduates from this table, the mountains will move from this table as far above the world. Oh, Father, grant us all access to the table. Time habitation. Table of omnipresent omniscience. Executing omnipotent dominion in the earth. A table of 7 days of light, manifesting 7 days of dominion, 7 days of harvest, 7 days of generational inheritance. Oh, the glory of this place. Glory of this table. Fullness, the life that's in it. The light. The Lord hath light my lamp. We have a lamp, Father. This is the prophetic generation. Blessed are my eyes that see, blessed are mine ears that hear, blessed are our hearts that receive, blessed are we that know the end from the beginning, blessed is this house that dwelleth in Christ, the Alpha. Blessed are we to access the Omega jurisdiction. Blessed are we, Father, to know you that is, to know you that was, and to know you as he that is to come. To not be limited by time or space. To not be subject to the laws of physics govern the earth, but our spirit moves out into you and with you. It moves into wisdom's table that's not bound by the physics of the earth or time. Blessed are we that are not bound by time. Blessed is my spirit that ascends out side of time. Blessed is my spirit that seeth, heareth, and inhabiteth Christ the Omega. To know the end from the beginning, before it manifests in the earth. See it before. This is the inheritance of our generation, Father. You declare the end from the beginning. You've set before us the open door to see before the world sees, to be positioned before the world can ever get into that position, to know, Father, to sit with wisdom, to eat of our bread, drink of our wine, eat of the meat of the table she spreads, to be in front and not behind, to be the head and not the tail, to know by the way of light all things, to see, to be in position, Father, to see. I forsake the understanding of man. I lay it all down. I forsake the tree of knowledge and good and evil. I want only that which comes from you. You will not contend with that. You will not compete with it. I have no desire for it, Father. Your table is enough. Your wisdom is enough. The light that you giveth is far superior. For you promised our generation to know the end from the beginning, before it ever manifests in the earth. We would see it, hear it, know it. It would be told to us. We would inhabit it. Did you would redeem time in this hour, Father, where we could not access by all the rowings and the storms, that you would step in as the Omega and redeem the time. Suddenly, we are at the destination. Suddenly, you have freed us from all things that have governed time and space. Suddenly, we walk outside of the jurisdiction that has controlled our spirit. Suddenly, we dwell in light. We walk in light. Suddenly we are above and not beneath. Suddenly we are operating as joint heirs in the earth. Suddenly we know more than the most brilliant minds of the Ivy League educated, proud. Suddenly the least of us knows more than the greatest of the earth. Suddenly, we've been given access. She searcheth out the witty inventions. She knoweth future technology. She knoweth how to position us. We will rule and reign from this table. Oh, with this house, Father, I ask. With all my heart, you would remove all distraction, ulterior motives from this house, and you bring everyone to sit at this table. You're offering it to us. You've opened the door to us, to the house of David, to the wisdom, the banah, understanding, Father. What wisdom giveth? Not even the brilliant minds of the earth can have access to it. It makes us greater, Father. It lifts us higher. It's the edge that we need when we walk in the darkness of the world system. We have light. Father's house to inherit it, Father. To not be caught up in the lower levels of things. But we all can come and sit at this table. What's in it? Grant a revelation of what's in it. Show them what's in this table if you have shown me. Show them as you have shown me. For the breakthrough is soon to be. They'll all see it. They'll see it. We will walk on the high places of the earth with you. Oh, Jah that rides in the heavens. This is our table. This is our house. This is our rest. This is our place we lay our head. It's who we are. From here we will do. From here the mountain will move. From here, light will trump darkness. Thank you forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you forever. Go before us today. Make the crooked places straight. Go with us. We're not alone. I'm not alone. Go with me. Go with me. Go in front of me. Let me go out in front with you. Let me go to the end of each day. Walk out into 7 days of light. We move out into you that is to come. Oh, if your people can get a revelation of what it means to sit with you in that which is to come. We've already won. When we can sit with you in that which is to come, we've already won. There's nothing that can stand against us. I'm so full. Bless this house, Father. Your angels you released on our behalf, encompassing all things, keeping all things, protecting all things. As we're moving into the day of our crown, the forerunner crown, I see it, I know it's mine. I receive it and all that's in it, all that it does. It's far above the world. Thank you for the training. Thank you, Father, that we didn't get trapped in some operation of mixture. It's far below what you wanted. This one is far above. Whew. I'm full of joy. I'm full of peace, Father. I am with you. You are with me. I am safe. I am protected. We are protected. spirit begins taking position of dominion, it'll override the weariness of the flesh. You won't feel tired. When it's able to do that from this position of stillness, God will fill it with glory, strength. Though you are still, you are being filled with things that could move mountains in the earth. It's not by human might mountains will move in this hour. It's by what the Father giveth from above, out from wisdom's house. Sometimes the heaviness of flesh will override your ascent. But if you continue and not be distracted, your spirit will take over. He's always willing. When he gets enough dunamis and enough light, he'll start overriding the flesh. You cannot allow the weariness of the flesh to stop your progression to God. You cannot allow the distraction of the soul and the busyness of it to stop your progression into God. There's too much in him. Sometimes you can't see past what entangles you. When you get through it, you'll understand. God has to allow you to develop faith that can pierce the veils. If you don't get that kind of faith, you'll forever live underneath what he has for you. When you get the kind of faith that pierces the veil, you'll start understanding the freedom and liberty. It's that precious faith that he wants. People don't want to pay the price for that faith. There are times you can get in freely, but you won't get in every day like that. You have to have faith that moves through these realms. It's the precious faith. It's the gift that he allows you to work your faith. It'll be with you for life. Every time you win with your faith, you'll have it. Every time you'll have it for life. You can move freely for life. And there is no strong man that can stop you. Not the world, not the flesh, not the soul, not the enemy, not the systems of the world. You'll learn to operate above it. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. Don't over-listen to people who do not dwell in these places. Because they have let go a long time ago. Don't settle for things that are far beneath wisdom's table. Hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, it's the overcomers. To him who overcome will come in and they'll stay in my house. To him who overcome will stay with me. I'm calling you to overcome. That's why you'll face certain battles so you can overcome them. It's a faith that will overcome distraction. It's a faith that will overcome the heaviness of flesh. It's the faith that will overcome your ascent and eventually break all the systems of the world from you. We're coming into a place where even the laws that govern the physics of this world will not be subject to them.
will come out from them. That's what's breaking now in the spirit. This is true joint heirship. It is. It will cost you all things, but He'll give you all things in return. Don't settle for the knowledge of this house. Let that knowledge bring you to Him, to this realm. That's what it's for. Bring you into the Father.